With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Former President Trump Saturday addressed the National Rifle Association convention in Dallas.
For more than 150 years, the NRA has been defined by men and women like all of you, loyal, hardworking citizens who believe in defending your families and your communities and our country.
President Trump says NRA members do not have a political ally in Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
RFK Jr. calls you a terrorist group. You know, he calls you a terrorist group. Can't vote for him. You can't, you know. Somebody said, well, they like his policy on vaccine. The other day he said, no, he'll go for the vaccine. He's got no policy on anything. He's radical left. He always has been. His family is angry at him because he's doing this.
Also at SRNnews.com, former Israeli ambassador to the U.S., Dr. Michael Oren, says it's deeply troubling for Israel that the Biden administration appears to be withholding information that could help protect IDF soldiers and win the war against terror group Hamas.
The United States is withholding vital intelligence from us about the whereabouts of Hamas leaders. And one has to assume that if you know where the Hamas leaders are, you know where hostages are. And withholding this in exchange for an Israeli commitment not to enter Rafah, that is, not confident with a relationship between allies.
Dr. Oren was interviewed this week by Salem Radio Network. The latest attack by Yemen Houthi rebels strikes an oil tanker in the Red Sea. Saturday, U.S. officials announced the rebels launched a ballistic missile that hit a Greek-owned and operated ship. Houthis have been attacking ships in the Red Sea since the beginning of the Israel-Hamas war. The man accused of attempting to assassinate the Slovakian prime minister will remain in jail. The PM is in serious but stable condition after surviving multiple gunshot wounds. This is SRN News. Christians are nervous about artificial intelligence, SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
In fact, most Americans are nervous about AI, fearing that it will ultimately do more harm than good. But the latest poll released by the American Bible Society finds that believers have a heightened concern about AI and how it will be used. ABS spokesman John Plake says, quote, practicing Christians are more likely to say the bad results of AI will outweigh the good, and the greatest uncertainty is at the intersection of AI and faith. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Colorado is the latest state seeking to make itself an abortion destination. One Colorado abortion fund says it's helped hundreds of women terminate their pregnancies so far this year, many arriving from Texas where pro-life laws are strong. The Cobalt Abortion Fund spent $6,000 to obtain abortions for 34 women in 2021. Those numbers have risen to $285,000 for some 350 women since the beginning of the year. This is SRN News. Mercedes auto workers in Alabama vote against unionization.
The workers at two Mercedes plants outside of Tuscaloosa, Alabama, have voted 56% against joining the United Auto Workers Union. It's a setback for the UAW's drive to organize factories in the South, where some governors have been warning workers they could wind up losing their jobs because the companies would have higher costs. One anti-union worker said they didn't believe the union's promises of higher pay around $40 an hour and better benefits. A month ago, the UAW did score a win with Volkswagen workers in Chattanooga, Tennessee. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Houston area residents are cleaning up following strong thunderstorms that left hundreds of thousands without power last week. And now they're dealing with temperatures in the 90s. More details at SRNnews.com.